What happened when the Federal Reserve asked real business people how they're really feeling? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. First, there were disappointing results today from the phone company Verizon. Subscribers were down despite its unlimited data plans for smartphone users. The stock fell 2% in early trading today. Now to the real economy. The Federal Reserve periodically interviews people in each of its 12 regions and produces what is called the Beige Book. The results are anecdotal yet interesting, and now that the report has been scrutinized, we bring in Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics in Chicago, who noticed in the data that business people are feeling increasingly, well, uncertain.
What we saw was a pop-up in policy uncertainty, particularly among manufacturers, healthcare providers, some hesitation on hiring in sectors because they're not sure about what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act. They're not sure what's going to happen with tax reform. All the things that they were sort of very optimistic about in terms of execution, now they're seeing the reality that legislation takes a long time. And in fact, these are not easy issues to design legislation around, fixing the Affordable Care Act rather than repealing and replacing. That's what most Americans want, the uncertainty and tensions there. Why hire up in healthcare if the payments aren't going to be there as soon as June?
Diane Swonk at DS Economics. A new study finds it makes a huge difference if a person attends community college full time. Even one full time semester increases the chances of graduation. Only about 40% of community college graduates get a degree within 6 years. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott has details.
Two-thirds of community college students take classes part-time while holding down jobs or caring for family. Looking at transcript data, the Center for Community College Student Engagement found that students who take a full course load, even for one semester, are more likely to finish.
The biggest takeaway is a little full-time goes a long way.
Executive Director Evelyn Waiwaioli says going full-time the first semester makes a lasting difference.
They're finding out about resources. Where can I go to get advice on financial aid? They're finding out about that because they're on campus longer.
Colleges often discourage struggling students from pushing too hard, says Davis Jenkins with the Community College Research Center. The study suggests that's the wrong approach.
It's saying to educators, you know, don't assume that taking it easy is going to help them. In fact, it may hurt them.
He says colleges can help by making sure all students have a clear degree plan and the support to stick with it. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Robot-Proof Jobs is our series this month about how humans should play machines and software to their advantage. A White House report last year found lower-income workers, those who make less than $41,000 a year, are at the most risk from the robots, although middle-class jobs are increasingly affected. One solution is to be sure that more people have access to better jobs in, for instance, the tech industry. But the federal government also finds that just about 7% of tech jobs are held by African Americans, Hispanics just 8%. Marketplace reporter Allison Keyes has more on efforts to close that gap.
In St. Louis, about 30 people are sitting in a coding training class run by the nonprofit Launch Code. It operates in 6 locations nationwide, helping people find careers in technology through education and matching them with companies that need tech talent.
Digital literacy is becoming just more and more of an imperative in today's society.
Haley Schoaf, Launch Code's education director for operations, says certain people aren't getting access to the training to get tech jobs.
When you look at the kind of people that face those barriers, I would say a disproportionate number of them are, you know, women, people of color, people from low-income backgrounds that just don't have access to these opportunities.
70% of Launch Code students are making less than $30,000 a year, and many come from blue-collar manufacturing jobs or service industries such as hospitality. About half of the students in one program are people of color, but there have been some huge success stories.
There she is over there. There's LaShawna.
In March of 2015, President Obama mentioned Launch Code alum LaShawna Lewis in a speech. She's an African-American woman who majored in computer science but didn't finish and couldn't get a job without a college degree. She worked entry-level jobs, continued honing her computer skills. Now she's a systems engineer at MasterCard.
What happened to me ushered in like a new reality with this world.
Lewis remembers often being the only woman and the only Black person in her computer classes. Her job, fixing computers, is likely safe from robots, and she thinks despite technology, there'll be a need for humans.
Computers are here to kind of service what humans need and what humans need change. So, you know, you have to have a human somewhere.
Economics professor Duran Acemoglu at MIT co-authored a study that finds robots will win the battle with humans over jobs. He says robots and increased automation will cause employment losses and negative effects on wages, particularly for low-income earners and people of color. However,
I think every group in U.S. society is ill-prepared for it.
Because
we have definitely been asleep at the wheel when it comes to our education system.
Acemoglu stresses that technology is a good thing for increasing productivity and the quality of our lives, but some people are going to need help coping with it, and they can be better employed with help from the right institutions. In Washington, I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.
I have been out in search of some wild ideas to help humans come out the winners, with nearly half of all work in America vulnerable to automation. My series is accumulating in the regular Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, or you could search Marketplace and Robot Proof, one word. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.